This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
WPHD, HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution.
This is the next generation of talk. Now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
Yes, it is the final hour here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT for me in Morning Drive. Back to afternoons on Monday, 3 p.m. Hope to see you there. We would love to have you. But let's get over to Dawn and check in right now for our final 9 o'clock Zeoli Show News together.
Yes, and good morning. As the sun comes out, I'll have the full forecast because we will feel the impact, the remnants of Ian over the weekend. So I'll tell you when that happens. This Thursday, September 29th. In the news this morning, just another tragedy to report in Philadelphia. This is a teenage girl who police say was trying to run away from a fight. So she was struck and killed by a driver in the parking lot of a Northeast Philadelphia medical facility. This happened yesterday afternoon at Friends Hospital on the boulevard there in Crescentville. So the 17-year-old girl, according to police, she was being assaulted in a fight. And now she's running away from that when a driver who happened to be backing out of their parking spot in that lot of a mental health facility accidentally struck her. And she was pronounced dead at the scene. I mean, now police investigating that and clearly investigating those who were assaulting her, according to police. We're talking a lot about the $45,000 reward being offered for those armed, dangerous men accused in a killing of a high school student who is proclaimed by community and police as innocent, but in that shooting just in the shadow of Roxborough High School. So the new details and new video being released show this SUV in what appears to be a planned attack, a pack of armed dangerous gunmen, and they're ambushing this group of teenage football players, and then dozens of shots are fired just outside the high school. So this morning, grief counselors and other counselors are on the scene at Roxborough High School, as well as the other high schools that students were involved in with the scrimmage that happened. That was what happened before in the afternoon of the shooting. So we have that happening, community reaction. And as well, we know that one of the 17-year-olds who was shot and survived the shooting also survived a shooting last year. So a lot of questions swirling around this particular teenager who appears to be, according to law enforcement sources, the focus of the investigation. Was he the focus of the shooting? And then the other kids who were shot, the other four kids who were shot, as well as the 14-year-old, were they, in essence, the wrong place at the wrong time? Because, as you know, when the kids come off the football field, there's a crowd of football players. So is that what happened here? So many questions swirling this morning. And this, of course, as we reach that tragic, a new number of carjackings, more than 1,000. So well over now, we're 1,005 total carjackings. And that's so far this year. Last year, about 847 plus. And if you look all the way back to the 2019, 225. So you think about the carjackings, what's happening here? And that leads us to the question of what will be solved, what will be discovered during 2 days of hearings in Philadelphia at the Navy Yard. And that is with regard to the Pennsylvania House Committee that was created to investigate what's happening inside the DA's office with less convictions and a skyrocketing crime rate, and in particular, shootings and violent crimes. So all of this is happening in Philadelphia. And yes, we do have the feds involved, the ATF, as well as local police helping out in the investigation and the search for these violent gunmen in this week's tragic shooting outside a high school. So we have in Florida, well, I should say here, we have first responders who are headed to Florida to help out. But the headline is, you may have heard part of when Zioli carried Governor Ron DeSantis live. Hundreds are now feared dead this morning in Southwest Florida, feared drowned, as first responders begin this grim task. So they say they are recovering the bodies of people who drowned in the hundreds, many inside their own homes. So they're responding to these drownings. They're not,
yeah, and you know what? And there's going to be obviously a lot more. In this.
Yes.
I do have Nick on hold. We want to get over to Nick, say a quick hello to him. But
okay,
we're going to keep monitoring this. They're still going on the press conference right now, as a matter of fact.
Yes. So we'll give you those details. Weather today, the sun is out today, 70 degrees. Tomorrow, we get the remnants of Ian. So tomorrow, 67, overcast. The rain begins. Saturday, the worst of the weekend days. Raw, rainy, windy, 60 degrees. And then Sunday, cloudy, spotty showers tapering off, 61 degrees. This is the final edition of Zioli Show News Live.
All right, Dawn, well, don't say it with such finality. It's not. It really isn't. We might have another update before the show ends. You never know.
And now, you know, you're interrupting me for Greg's new boyfriend. Terrific.
Oh, wow. Did you catch that, Stalker? Did you catch that, Nick?
Oh, I heard every bit of it.
Man.
Wow.
Interrupting me, she says. All I was trying to say was that the press conference was still going on. And it is. Right there. Live on television, Nick.
I mean, I guess I don't need my coffee now for my morning jolt. Dawn just gave it to me right there.
Yeah, good luck on Monday. Man.
Whoa.
You might want to wear a cup.
And a helmet.
Wear
a cup and a helmet. Look at that. So you excited?
I'm very excited, man. But more importantly, are you excited? And I want to know what the new adjusted clock will be. Not a radio clock, but the Zioli sleep clock. I mean, we were talking about like 11 o'clock at night. We go to bed and up at 6. What's the deal?
Yeah, I'm pretty much a night owl. So I will be I'll be waking up just as you're going on the air probably. Maybe 7. maybe closer to 7. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. You get a solid 8 every night.
I can't wait to interrupt Kale and Company News on Monday.
Oh.
Right, Dawn?
Kale
Company News?
Yes. You should just call in for old time's sake.
I'll call in for old time's sake and interrupt the news, all right?
No,
I'm not allowed. Greg won't put me on the air.
Enough of you.
So what do you got planned for Monday? Let's talk about it. What do we got? Big first show, the premiere of Kale and Company, Monday morning, 6 a.m., right here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. What do you got?
Yeah, I mean, I think right now, and Greg, if you don't want me sharing this, or, I mean,
no,
you've got
fine.
The dump button in front of you. But,
see, he's got to ask the boyfriend for permission.
Oh, my God.
And the boyfriend. And that could
wow.
be a new running bit, Dawn. I kind of like
no,
it.
I don't. I don't at all. I don't at all. Hideous.
I believe the great Stephen A. Smith, who's now doing a podcast on things outside of sports for Odyssey, is going to be joining us, I believe, in the 8:40 window. I don't know that's 100% locked in yet, but that's going to be pretty cool. And we might have the legendary Tony Bruno stopping by if he recovers from what he's dealing with in Florida with Hurricane Ian.
Oh, is he down there?
Yeah, he relocated to Florida. He wanted to live in Ron DeSantis' state. I can't blame him.
I don't blame him either.
That's a retirement goal of mine as well. So he's down there.
For all of us, actually, as a matter of fact. And DeSantis
Correct.
Is doing a hell of a job, too, right now with this press conference. He's just very much in control. And I think he's projecting that kind of confidence, which is fantastic, which is great. Even though it's very, very obvious that there's a lot of people in the media rooting against him right now and hoping that he messes this whole thing up. I just don't see it happening.
Correct. And I think what it's showing, too, is his calm demeanor, the plans they have in place. Like, okay, we see what Ron DeSantis is capable of doing on an everyday basis. But now in the face of adversity and what could be the worst storm, especially on the western portion of the state in the state's history, or at least 100-some years, like, he's coming off really well right now. And I think if you were maybe somebody on the fence about him, if he decides to run for president, you kind of look at what he's doing now and the way he's handling things. I think that only ups his profile.
I agree with you 100%. I wanted to ask you, too. I mean, I know that you know, you came from the sports world. You're transitioning to political talk, which is great. This college football player who apologized as he put out a tweet praising Italy's new conservative prime minister.
Yeah. Rich, let's seriously think about this for a second and how much of a disgrace it is that and I'm just looking at his last name. I believe he's Italian. So I'm assuming he's a conservative because he's praising Italy's new prime minister. And you live in the state of Nebraska, middle America. So now you have to apologize for rooting for and praising someone that represents your values of your political party because the Twitter mob comes after you. It's almost like mainstream media, social media, the left, I hate to use the word, but they want to exterminate the opposition from ever sharing their views. Like it's okay for you to be a conservative. It's okay for you to vote Republican or root for this guy. Just don't ever let anybody know it. Just don't ever share it on social media because we will force you into submission. It is a disgrace.
Well, listen, man, good luck on Monday. Best of luck. I know you got to hit the golf course, but we'll be waking up with you at 6 a.m. and be good to Dawn. She's the best.
And I'll be good to my new boyfriend as well.
Oh my God. I just don't even know.
This week, there's been a lot of gay undertones in the show. Have there not?
Yeah, you started it.
I know, I did.
You
I
started
really did.
It. So
nothing wrong with that.
It's only of you to blame.
Well, it's true. It's true.
Me, I'll be taking things into my own hands with a solo show on Monday. I'm looking forward to that.
Right,
3 to 7 right, p.m. But right. Now, listen, brother, we're happy to have you. Best of luck. You'll be great. You know, just you're getting the most amazing audience in radio. They're going to tune in for you Monday morning as well as the Oli Army. So treat them with well, actually, you know, they're fine. They're not snowflakes. You do whatever the hell you want with them. Come on. They're fine. They're big boys and big
girls.
Well,
Rich, best of luck in the afternoon, man. I know you're going to crush it. And Dawn, don't worry. I will have a cup and a helmet on Monday morning.
All right, Nick. We'll see you, buddy. Nick Kale, everybody. Kale and Company.
Woo!
Monday morning, 6 a.m. right here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. Good luck, pal, and I will not be up listening
6 a.m.
on Monday. What's that?
6 a.m.
I said 6 a.m.
No, that's it's so early.
Yeah, it's early. I know. I know. Dawn, is there anything else you wanted to throw in for your newscast?
Nope.
Oh, don't be like that. Don't be like that, Dawn. Come on.
No, was there something you sent me?
No, I was just wondering.
Because
I interrupted you for
you
Greg's boyfriend,
me.
And I wanted to make sure that if you had anything else to add, you could add it.
Monday morning, Brokeback Moments.
Oh,
Nick
wow.
and Greg.
You know what? This is an opportune time to do something else. Like, are we going to do our music? Which song's better?
I mean, we don't have much time, but sure, we can do a few if
All
you
right,
want
let's
to.
Throw something out there.
All right, let's start with. Do you want to do which version is better? Hurt, Nine Inch Nails, or Johnny Cash? Let's start with Nine Inch Nails, shall we?
Let's do it.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel.
I don't know, man. This is pretty good.
Focus on the pain. The only thing that's real.
All right, want to hear the Johnny Cash version?
Yep, let's try the same song, Johnny Cash.
It's already better.
Already better.
What?
Hands down, already.
Okay. I mean, you're probably not wrong. I just wanted
Even,
to...
Even, what's his name said so?
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away.
Yeah, I would agree with you. This is better.
Infinitely better, right?
Yeah.
Here we go, ready?
What have I become?
I mean, it's just so powerful. And, of course, the video with his wife.
Yes.
And her death and everything. I mean, just amazing.
Yeah, the last few albums Johnny Cash made, like I said, after his wife's death, and then the one he made when he knew, I think, he was going to die as well, were probably some of his best work. All right, this is an interesting one for me. So, you know Man Who Sold the World?
Sure.
So that is originally a David Bowie song. It was obviously done by Nirvana. So I want to get your opinion on which one you think is better. So let's start with David Bowie. This is from 1970, you know, something, 71 or something. Hang on.
It's very quiet.
We passed up on the stairs. We spoke of was and when.
It's too weird. It's got too much of a weird 1970s disco acid vibe going on.
All right, here's Nirvana.
And I'm biased because I grew up with this song, so...
Well, that's, yeah.
This is the first version I ever heard. I only know it's Bowie because he says at the end it's a David Bowie song.
Yeah, I think this one's better.
What do you think, Dawn?
Nirvana.
Yeah, Nirvana.
But what you realize is, too, it's what sets the tone before he even sings. It's great, great guitar.
Yeah, the
great,
guitar riffs.
And the beat, the drums. So it's the music. The music matters.
All right, let's do one more before we have to break for the movie clip. So Coolio just passed, right?
Yes.
So do you remember his 1995 hit, Gangsta's Paradise?
Of course.
That is actually a cover.
This is him or the original?
This is him, I'm sorry.
This is Coolio. Yeah.
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. Cause I've been blasting and laughing so long that even my mama thinks...
I mean, it's a great song. It takes me back to... it takes me back to middle school dances. This is actually a cover of a... He changed the lyrics a little bit, but this is actually... a cover of a Stevie Wonder song. Hang on. The song is actually called Pastime Paradise. Rich Zioli, your thoughts?
It's not bad. I've never heard it before. It's not a bad version.
Yeah. I mean, he obviously took liberties with it. He made it his own thing.
Yeah.
Changed the lyrics around a little bit, but it is a cover. So, my thought is Coolio.
I gotta go Coolio too. Yeah. Don't you?
Yeah. 100%. I just think the Coolio. My kids listen to that. It's an original. It's a classic.
Yeah.
I love Stevie Wonder, but doesn't do it for me.
Yeah.
All right, we'll do a couple more, but right now it's 9:20. Let's do this.
Morning Mystery Movie Clip on The Rich Zioli Show, WPHT.
This is our premier steamer trunk. All handmade, only the finest materials. It's even watertight, tight as a drum. If I had the need and the wherewithal, Mr. Banks, this would be my trunk of choice.
I'll take four of them.
May you live to be 1,000 years old, sir.
Think you know what it is? Be calling 12 at 855-839-1210, and you could win this great prize.
All right, tell me the win, Greg Stocker.
I actually don't have the prize in front of me.
We'll tell you when you call what's your win.
Oh, man.
And we'll tell you that.
I don't. Oh, wait, hang on. I do. How can I forget this? It's a pair of tickets to see The Last Waltz Tour 2022 on November 6th at the Met Philadelphia. The Epic Tour continues the tradition of capturing the excitement of the band's historic 1976 Thanksgiving concert at the famed Winterland Ballroom in San Francisco, hailed as the greatest concert of all time. Tickets are available at Ticketmaster.com.
All right, good luck. Yeah, JJ says Amish Paradise is better by Weird Al. Yeah. He may not be wrong about that. I also want to thank my friends at Professor Gatsby's Heating and Cooling. Summer may be over, but that does not mean your AC is getting a break anytime soon. If your system's been running all season and you have high utilities and you've been thinking about replacing, call Professor Gatsby's and save $1,500. Get 0% financing, no money down, and discounts and rebates up to $5,000 for eligible homes. Call the guys I trust with my home, Professor Gatsby's, 856-885-2231, 856-885-2231, or profgatsby.com, P-R-O-F, Gatsby, Professor Gatsby's Heating and Cooling, the company that I use and trust, profgatsby.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Calling on Harleysville to follow 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
Download it now.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still. Dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stabbed by the flash of a neon light. Let's split the night and touch the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking.
Such a fantastic cover by Disturbed. Outstanding, I think.
So, better than the original. Let's just play a little bit of the original, right?
Yeah.
It's like an iconic darkness, song.
I know. Friend. It is iconic.
I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence.
I think I'm going to go with a cover for this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's close, though.
Do you agree? Do you agree?
I got to go. Yeah, I got to go with the cover. It's close, though. Very close.
Yeah.
Dawn, what about you?
Yeah, I agree.
The cover.
The cover. Wow. But it's close.
Does this song not age well? Is that the problem? It sounds
it's a little too poppy.
60s.
Yeah, a little too 60s-ish.
Okay.
But if they did that song unplugged or something like that, that would probably be phenomenal. They'd probably win then.
Let's try this one. This is Seether doing Careless Whisper.
Yes. Absolutely. I don't even need to hear any more of it. Definitely. Way better.
Wow, really?
Way better already.
Let's just get to the chorus.
Yeah, it's good. Very good.
All right, let's try the Wham version, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Sounds like Kenny G with the saxophone. Not even a question. Jeff, which one do you like better? Which version? Jeff, you there?
Oh, hey, how you doing?
Good. Which version did you like better?
I like the original.
The original Careless Whisper, huh?
Yeah.
With that saxophone? Wow.
I played sax since I was in fourth grade.
Well, then you have a personal bias towards the saxophone, then. That's why.
I think maybe I do.
I think you do. But you have good taste in movies because you got the movie. What's the movie today?
Joe versus the Volcano.
That's right. Did you know it from the movie clip?
He's in the store.
Sorry, go ahead.
Sorry? No, when he's in the store talking to the salesman, the luggage guy. Yeah,
that's right.
Funny.
Good stuff. All right, Jeff, enjoy the concert you're going to, buddy.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Take
care. You got it, Jeff. Thank you very much. What?
No, I have another one if you want to do it.
Yeah, go ahead.
This is, I think I know which way you're going to go because I think you tipped your hand the other day when we decided we were going to do this. This is the Immigrant Song. This is Karen O and Trent Reznor. I don't know, man.
All right, see the other one?
All right, this is Led Zeppelin, obviously.
Might be a tie.
Tie? I don't think you can do a tie, can you?
Actually, when I hear them back to back, I got to go with Zeppelin.
Yeah. 100%.
Wow. Yeah. You hear them back to back like that.
You are changing your.
Well, no, because I'm saying when you hear them back to back, it's a different. It's different.
Okay.
Back to back, I got to go with Zeppelin.
All right.
All right, give us another one.
All right, let's try another one here. Remember, brother, I'm doing this on the fly, so just give me a second.
No,
right,
take your time. Let me say the big story of the day today, by the way, which is this recovery in Florida, is brought to you by Trusted Tax Resolution. If you're suffering from IRS problems, if you recently received an IRS notice threatening seizure of your assets, call Steve at Trusted Tax Resolution, a local Philadelphia area CPA firm, 215-316-3437. 215-316-3437.
Okay, one more. Let's do... This is Knocking on Heaven's Door, Bob Dylan.
Take this badge off of me. I can't use it anymore.
This is a great version of this.
getting dark, too dark to see. I feel I'm knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
All right, let's try the GNR version, shall we? So even though he's my son's namesake, I'm going to have to go against Bob Dylan and do GNR for this.
Yeah, I think I have to say the same. Dawn, yeah. You?
I have. I can't go against Dylan.
You got to go with Dylan.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's tough. It's close. It's a close one.
One more before we break. This is actually my favorite one that we're going to do.
Now I've heard there was a secret that David played, and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you?
So of course, Leonard Cohen doing Hallelujah.
It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing Hallelujah.
Compare that to Jeff Buckley.
Singing this one?
he does, I think. I know he does. Hang on. Yeah. Let's move ahead, shall we?
Lord, but you don't really care for music, do you? Well, it goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall and the major lift, the baffled king composed.
All right, what do you say?
Hallelujah.
This version.
This version, Dawn, you?
Yeah, I agree.
Wow, Jeff Buckley wins Hallelujah.
I know.
I say this version because they used it in the West Wing in the scene where the Secret Service agent gets shot.
It always comes back
in the grocery store, yeah. So,
always
you know, that's for me. I think I got to go with Dylan, though, for Knocking on Heaven's Door. I got to change my vote.
Okay. Really?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Dylan. I got to go with Dylan's version.
Okay.
Yeah. Last Kiss. You want to do that one?
We should.
Oh, let me tell you about Cherry Hill Volvo. Yeah. Cherry Hill Volvo has an incredible selection of certified pre-owned Volvos. When you purchase a certified by Volvo vehicle, you're going to have the same confidence and pride in your vehicle as you would a brand new one without the new vehicle price tag. And just like with all Volvos, your safety is the number one priority. That's why each certified by Volvo vehicle has to pass a rigorous test with more than 170 points, have less than 80,000 miles, and receive a detailed Carfax vehicle history report. Now, they have a pre-owned Volvo they're highlighting this week. It is a magnificently bright Fusion Red XC60 with a comfortable and well-equipped blonde interior. The Volvo certified warranty on this unique pre-owned Volvo is good until November 2025. With only 20,000 miles on the odometer, it's not even broken in yet. So head to Cherry Hill Volvo for the luxury experience you deserve. Judith, Yosef, and the entire team look forward to meeting you. Cherry Hill Volvo, where relationships matter.
Hey, as the fall begins, a beautiful fall day today. You know, many of us, you know, maybe you're in the market for a new or certified vehicle. My friends from the Piazza Auto Group, they're always here to assist you with any and all of your automotive needs. Piazza, of course, has grown to now include Piazza premium automobiles with brands such as Land Rover, Jaguar, Porsche, Mercedes-Benz, Alfa Romeo, and Maserati dealerships in Pennsylvania and Northern Delaware. You can visit them online. Check them out, piazzapremiumautos.com, for a location nearest you. PIAZZA, piazzapremiumautos.com. Make sure you tell them Dawn sent you.
Live and local all day. Kale and Company mornings 6 to 10. Rich Cioli afternoons 3 to 7. Starting Monday on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Let's do the other one.
Somebody pointed out that these are all
incredibly depressing songs.
Depressing songs, and I didn't even think about it.
Yeah,
I didn't even
well,
think
you
about
picked
it.
All the music. Know, depressing as hell.
Yes.
Well, where, oh, where can my baby be? The Lord took her away from me. She's gone to heaven, so I got to be good. So I can see my baby when I leave.
Pearl Jam, hands down. Not even a question.
I know. I
not even a question.
Dawn?
Not, yeah.
Eddie Vedder.
Not, you know, not a question.
Not even a question.
Not close.
How about this one?
We got something upbeat, finally.
Madman, drummers, bombers, and Indians in the summer with a teenage diplomat.
Oh, God.
In the dumps with the mumps as the adolescent bumps.
I will say his version of Jersey Girl is better.
Yeah.
No doubt.
What about this one, Blinded by the Light?
I got to hear the other version.
All right, let's try the other one.
You did this on purpose.
I did, of course.
This is definitely better. The original is 100% better. 100%.
No. Bruce Springsteen is the original.
This is better.
Yeah, I agree with you.
100%.
You just want me to vote against Springsteen.
You got to do it. You know you got to do it. You got to do it.
Dawn?
You're so different. It's not even fair.
I think even Bruce would agree that his is inferior to the Man for Man version.
Because he's a humble man.
All right. So we all agree the Man for Man version is better?
Yes.
Yes. 100%.
One more before Who on Twitter and then your final thought. This is Bob Dylan with the original All Along the Watchtower.
There must be some way out of here, said the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief. Businessmen, they drink my wine.
All right, what do we got, the other
and
version?
And then so that's the original version. This is Jimi Hendrix.
Hendrix, no doubt.
Yeah. I agree with you. Dawn?
Second version.
No doubt.
Jimi Hendrix version? Okay.
Jimi Hendrix. 100%.
All right.
All right, let's do who on Twitter, shall we?
Yes, let's do it.
Who won Twitter?
Who on Twitter is sponsored by Keystone Window. When you search online for new replacement windows, go to keystonewindow.com. 0% interest, 0% for 12 months. Better windows and honest price. Keystonewindow.com. For an Energy Star windows, request a note now at keystonewindow.com. I'm just going to say this. Bob Curtin wins Twitter. He says, all great bands eventually reunite. Give it time.
Very good. Very, very good. Excellent. I'll give a second to Amy, who said, I love how you manipulated Greg to play music all morning so you didn't have to do any real work
that
on your last morning.
That is 100% true.
That is absolutely
that is
100%.
Accurate. That is 100%.
Nobody ever likes the last show. Nobody ever likes the ending of a show. Nobody is ever happy with the last show. So we didn't even really try because that's you're not going to be happy with it. Now you're not going to be happy. Nobody ever likes the last show, the last episode of any show ever. So all I can say is just thank you for listening to us all these years. We love you for it. Thank you. And Dawn, I'll miss you. Greg, I'll see you all the time, I'm sure, still. Much to your chagrin. And I'll see you Monday afternoon, 3 to 7 p.m. It's going to be fantastic. We're going to have a great time. But thank you for being with us the past 3.5 years in mornings. But we deserve to be. I'm going to. The most important day part needs to be back. All right, with that said, let's do this.
And now, Rich Zioli's final thoughts.
Just a small town. Hey. Dawn, you got to do your part now. Dawn.
Yo, what looks good tonight? Yo, Tony, what looks good tonight?
I don't know. Where's Gogoots?
He just called us on his way. Med's coming separately. She had to go to the doctor. You know, switch birth control, whatever. You talk to Mink again?
It's Carlo. He's going to testify.
Onion rings.
Best in the state as far as I'm concerned.
How was work today?
It's an entry-level job, so bug up.
Right. Focus on the good times.
Don't be sarcastic.
Isn't that what you once said one time? Try to remember the times that were good.
I did?
Yeah.
Well, it's true, I guess. I went ahead and ordered some for the table.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.